Will 2022 be the year of the Linux desktop? This is the Experimental Stuff. My name is Everett Pena. Episode number 1 is here.
This podcast is sponsored by...
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.
For those who haven't seen me before, I've been using Linux as my desktop OS since 1993, 2 years after Linux was created. Since then, I've used dozens of different Linux distributions and ran a Linux desktop site for years. Linux is the dominant operating system on servers, but Linux is much less known as a desktop operating system. Kali Linux offers timely security updates, ARM architecture support, a choice of 4 popular desktop environments, and continuous updates through rolling releases. Crossover Linux will by no means run all Windows applications, but it does a lot of them surprisingly well. In my experience with Qtfish OS beta, it can compete with Deepin Linux in terms of user experience. Parrot Security is a great penetration testing and vulnerability assessment distribution that can do a lot more than some of its more popular peers like Kali Linux. Despite Puppy Linux's tiny size, nothing beats Puppy for out-of-the-box functionality, and there's an app for just about any task you can do on your desktop. While Slackware might not be an interesting release for new desktop users, if you need a distribution for older hardware or something that is resource efficient, this might be a candidate. Slackware Linux provides both new and experienced users with a complete system capable of operating in any capacity, from a desktop workstation to a computer room server. Nitrix is available for the first time to Linux users accustomed to the most common proprietary operating system models. Nitrix leverages some of the most stable and respected open source projects, such as Ubuntu and the KDE Plasma Desktop, and builds a distribution on top of them that suits the sensitivities of new Linux users. While an Ubuntu-based operating system won't replace Windows anytime soon, the release of a stable version of Linux Mint 20.3 is imminent. The arrival of Ubuntu 22.04 LTS in April 2022 will be huge in many ways, not least because it provides a new foundation for distros like Linux Mint, Zorin OS, and Elementary OS to use. A solid foundation was laid prior to the release of Ubuntu 22.04 LTS in April 2022. Of Ubuntu 22.04 LTS.2021 has been a great year for Ubuntu on the Windows subsystem for Linux. No, 2021 wasn't the year of the Linux desktop that everyone hopes it will be every year, but the continued dominance of Linux in the corporate space cannot be denied. The very slow growth of Linux on the desktop, given some of the impressive distribution releases in 2021, the enthusiasm for new Linux distributions and updates for 2022-2022 is at its peak. Obviously, this year we will see new Linux kernels, new Linux laptops from both major and independent PC vendors, and maybe even a new Linux phone with Jing OS. I don't have a crystal ball, and there are a lot of things I'd like to see, but here are my top 5 predictions for what Linux will bring in 2022. No, Linux won't usurp Windows as the ruler of board games, but next year will finally prove to game developers that Linux is a viable option. While most desktops, including Windows, seem to be moving towards a DaaS model, I can guarantee that Linux will still be available for your PCs decades from now. I predict that this year we will see a significant increase in the number of Linux users on Steam for Linux. I predict that in 2022 we will see more developers using Linux within WSL, and this will naturally attract more people to the Linux world. New users are a segment of society that Linux has largely ignored for years, and Jack Wallen thinks developers are finally realizing that growth only happens when you can easily expand with new users. This seems to help new Linux users a lot, and with the rise in popularity of Linux, I see Flatpak becoming the standard in 2022 and beyond. The takeover means PC gamers have more options to use what developers have known and loved about Linux for years. There will no doubt be new Linux applications taking advantage of the Libadweta 1.0 release, as well as new GNOME 42 extensions being created. With new MAUI skins like these, the Linux community will see that a modern version of the desktop can be just as useful and powerful as a traditional one. Everything people love to use Linux for, like containers, image processing, machine learning, and more, can now be done from the Windows desktop. Linux, unlike Windows 11, will run on just about any computer you own. You can also run Windows 365 Cloud PC, a full-featured Windows 10 or 11 cloud,
Desktop. From Linux. MX Linux Easy to Learn and Lightweight MXLinux.org. A few years ago, one of my favorite Linux desktops was Mepis Linux. Installing software on Linux has long been a successful, complicated story. Originally developed in 1991, the Unix-like Linux operating system now benefits from the contributions of millions of users and developers around the world. Developer Tim Wells insisted that the Linux desktop idea of the year is that there will be a year when Linux reaches the stage where the average user can install and use it on their PC without problems. Thank you all for joining us again on the experimental stuff. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.